Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Hello.
Hi, Vibha.
Hi, who's this?
Disha from Red FM.
Yeah, hi, Disha.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I got your WhatsApp message, Vibha.
Yeah, actually, I'm working in an HR in my company.
Okay.
And we have lot many people who are above the age group of 60 years.
Okay.
And we have people above the age of 45 years as well, but I'm not sure about their comorbidities.
Okay.
So I just wanted to know, is there any list of comorbidities what they will be having and they will be only given this vaccine? Is there anything like that?
There is a list of the comorbidities. There's also a list of all the 24 hospitals that as of today BBMP has tied up with.
Okay.
I can share it with you on your WhatsApp number.
Yeah, that will be great. And Disha, I just wanted to know this: how this registration needs to go. Like, individually it has to be done or it has to be done like from a single mobile, it can be done for everybody.
Okay, so the BBMP Commissioner Manjunath Prasad was just explaining that on air. I think you may have missed it. I'll tell you in a nutshell. Basically, it can be done on two applications. One is Arogya Setu app. The other is Cowin 2.0.
Okay,
that's one way to do it, through the applications. Another way to do it is through the website, which is www.cowin.gov.in.
Okay.
Now, when you go there, you register with a mobile number.
Okay.
One mobile number can register 4 people.
Okay, so where they'll be asking for the mobile number, I can register for 4 people from there, right?
Correct. So per number, 4 people can be registered. You enter their credentials, their details, some ID proof details. You don't even have to take a picture or scan it. ID proof, you just have to say, suppose I'm using Aadhaar, here is my Aadhaar number. That's all you need to enter.
Okay.
Once you are registered, they will give you a list of hospitals with the available slots. You choose your slot. Once you choose your slot, you will be automatically booked for your second dose, which is on the 29th day.
Okay. So
now,
we need not to do the second registration.
That will be automatic.
It'll
be automatic based on the day that you've already chosen. Uske hisab se, they will choose your 29th day.
Okay, great.
Now, what happens is you get your alerts on your SMS, and for some reason, if you want to change the date or where you want to go or the venue, you can do it till one day before you have registered. Suppose you are registered, say, for the 10th of March, and on the 9th of March, you realize you can't go on the 10th of March or you want to change your location, you can change it till one day before.
Okay, that's great. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Disha, please help me out, no, in sending me the list of comorbidities as well as the list.
I will send you everything, Vibha. Yeah. Don't worry about it. It'll come to your WhatsApp number.
Yeah.
And I believe you also had a question about the cost.
Yes. I just wanted to know because in government hospital, I feel it is free of cost,
right? And private hospitals is 250 rupees.
It's 250 rupees. Yeah. Thank you so much, Disha. Thank you so much.
Welcome, Vibha.
Yeah. Okay. Bye. Disha!
Yep, that was, in a nutshell, the discussion I had with the BBMP Commissioner, Mr. Manjunath Prasad. I'm going to be replaying that entire conversation now tomorrow as well. Lots of very interesting data. And it's a developing story. So as and when I get more information, be rest assured, I'll pass it on to you. And I'll be sharing it on my social media handles as well. If you're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or even Koo, K-O-O, find me there. RJ Disha Oberoi. Bab jate raho.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho. Disha.